continue to pray for you and your
son. Oh, please. I appreciate all the prayers for Ryan. He is speaking, eating, laughing, reading. He's
all right.
His soul is well.
Well, we want people to get this book. It's a $16 book. Your gift of $13 or more to Save America Ministries is going to put Heaven Hears in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 7087.
Stay informed. Stay tuned to KFU. Your community broadcast affiliate
for the state of California. KFU.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of James Corbett, who is certainly one of the leading commentators. He lives in Japan. He's a Canadian. He gives us the perspective of what's going on internationally. And so, James, without further ado, why don't you tell us what's going on economically in America, in Asia, because I'm very, very concerned that it's not a matter of if, but when this whole thing collapses, and I fear the consequences. You go right ahead.
Well, thank you for that introduction, and just before I begin, I'd just like to say thank you once again for having me back on. It's been a few weeks since we last talked, and I just want to say that, of course, my thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family. I know you've been sick the last few weeks. I certainly hope you're recovering, and it's always a pleasure to be on with you. So I'm looking forward to doing this for many, many more years to come.
Well,
so,
I'm hoping that that is exactly what happens, and basically I'm asking the audience to pray. For those of you who don't know, I have a lymphoma, but we're under the best alternative and regular treatment, finest in the country. So I'm undoubtedly optimistic, but if you would, if you're out there in the listening audience, please pray for certainly our provision, and we'll get through this, but it's going to be a difficult time in the next few weeks. So if you're a regular supporter of Radio Liberty, please bear with us. So we're only going to be doing 3 hours a day instead of the 5 hours a day, and we'll do it as much as we can. But James, you pick us up on what's really going on today.
All right. Well, I think what the story of the week this week seems to be property bubbles. And that's something that's not just happening in my neck of the woods here in Asia, but really around the world. There's housing bubbles forming in a lot of different places. And perhaps this shouldn't be surprising to us at all, because, of course, we are in the era of quantitative easing, where central banks around the world are basically just, quote-unquote, turning on the money printing presses, which isn't really how this works, but I guess it's close enough for an analogy. And what is the inevitable result when this happens? Well, it tends to result in property bubbles. And that's because, of course, the money, the easy money that is created when the central banks are creating money and or lowering interest rates to unbelievably low levels, that money needs somewhere to go. And property is generally the place where it finds a home, when people certainly aren't trusting the ever-rising S&P and BJIA to continue being ever rising. And there's some worrying signs about both of those that we can talk about a little later. But as I say, I think the housing bubble that's developing not only in China, but in the United States and the UK is something that we really need to keep our eye on, because it has the possibility of being that game changer that I think we're all looking for. And just to put this in perspective, there in the United States, housing is it's estimated to account for 17 to 18% of GDP. So a significant amount of the American economy hinges on housing and property and real estate. And so when there is a bubble forming, we have to be very concerned about what that could do, because, of course, when the bubble pops, Well, I don't think I need to tell your audience what that looks like and what we saw, for example, there in 2007 as the housing bubble of the last decade started to pop.
And I think it's so important that people understand this was one of the major precipitating factors for the crisis we had in 2007, 2008, was the collapse of the housing market. People have forgotten. I mean, basically, the housing prices just really just dropped to, what about at least a third, some places even a half. A very, very dramatic thing, and of course it was foreshadowed by this housing crisis. Go right ahead, James.
Well, you're exactly right about that. And I say, again, I think there's a reason why the Federal Reserve is constantly creating housing bubbles, because, again, it's one of the only things it's actually good at doing by lowering rates and making the funny money widely available. It is very good at making these housing bubbles happen, and that drives the economy along for so long until the bubble pops.
All right, and I think it's not too far away. This is Dr. Stan, I guess, James Corbett. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly James is talking about the fact that we're seeing another housing bubble come up. And basically, of course, they're doing everything wrong. What are they doing? Well, of course, they're saying, well, it used to be you had to have at least 10% down, usually 20% down to buy a house. You had to have something. Well, now suddenly you can buy a house with 5% down. And of course, an awful lot of people are buying a house. I mean, who wouldn't like to have a nice house? The trouble is that most people really can't afford them, and they're getting head over heels into debt. And basically, we saw this crash back in 2007, and it's like deja vu all over again. They're doing exactly the same thing. And I think James' point is well made. Why are they making the same mistake over? We saw what happened in 2007 and 2008, and you know, we're opening ourselves up for exactly the same things. James, go right ahead.
Well, just to continue with kind of painting the picture, in the U.S. specifically, you have Fitch Ratings looking at the California housing market and estimating that homes in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, and San Diego are overvalued by 20% or more in the current market. So again, we are looking at a significant overvaluation that will pop at some point. And again, I think that this is directly related to the types of manipulations and things that we've been seeing at the very top, as from the Federal Reserve with the quantitative easing, the QE3 program, which, of course, half of that program is dedicated to buying the toxic mortgage assets and taking those off the hands of the financial institutions that created them to free them up to lend to, well, more toxic subprime mortgage candidates. Again, as we were just saying, half of all mortgages in recent months that have been covered by this new American Enterprise Institute Risk Index were had a down payment of 5% or less. So a very, very unsustainable and very worrying trend that's developing there in the United States. But unfortunately, it is not just the United States where this is happening. We've talked a little bit in recent months about the Chinese property bubble that's been happening, as we have basically the largest migration in human history is happening in China and is going to continue happening for the next decade, as we see literally hundreds of millions of Chinese farmers and peasants moving into the industrial and urban centers in China as part of the economic phenomenon happening there. And as a result, of course, housing prices have been going up and inflating in basically every market in China for the last several years. And that's been part of this phenomenal economic growth that we've been seeing in China. But the Chinese government, of course, worried that this is making housing prices basically unaffordable for the average person. So they've been trying to put in various capital controls and controls on the property market to try to keep a lid on that, and have also been trying to take away the punch bowl, their own punch bowl of basically not quantitative easing, but easy credit that the People's Bank of China has been providing to that market that has made this possible. They've been trying to take that away, but every time they try, basically the market squeals, so they end up having to give more. And this has been going on for some time. But interestingly, just last week, we had Nomura, which is a securities brokerage here in Japan, come out with a new analysis saying that the Chinese property bubble isn't going to burst. They're saying it already has burst. And the economist in the research report said it is no longer a question of if, but rather how severe the property market correction will be. We are convinced that the property sector has passed the turning point. And they're examining, well, all of the markets around China, but specifically in four of the northern provinces, Heilongjiang, Jilin, Inner Mongolia, and Gansu, where property investment is turning negative and industrial output is slowing. And in fact, in two of those provinces, we saw a 25% decline in property investment over the previous year. So that is a significant move downward in a market that has been exploding for many, many years. And so Nomura is saying it's already popped. The bubble is already popped. It's just a question of how quickly it's going to deflate and in what way. And this is significant for the Chinese economy, because just as we estimate 17 to 18% of the American GDP is based on real estate, it's estimated somewhere around 15% of the Chinese GDP is based on property. And so China has an official GDP growth target of 7.5% for this year. Nomura is estimating if the trends continue as we're seeing them, they might fall below 6% GDP growth, which, again, still sounds quite enviable for people in, for example, the United States that just posted a 0.1% first quarter growth. But still, by Chinese standards, that's not the type of growth that they need in order to sustain their little economic miracle over there. So it is a worrying sign for the Chinese economy. And it gets even worse. Apparently, this is not just in China. It's not just in the United States. But the UK is also facing its own property bubble right now that's being caused by, well, among other things, a conservative government program called Help to Buy, which is providing, I believe, first-time homeowners with help in purchasing homes, new homes, to the point where they will help pay part of the down payment, so that new homeowners only have to pay as little, again, as 5% of the home value as a down payment. And so that is putting a lot of pressure on the British housing market to provide those houses. And the expectations of rising prices are themselves driving the prices up, even as there are few homeowners that are putting their houses on the market right now. So a relatively limited supply and rising expectations of prices means that the housing market in the UK is starting to get out of control. And I believe in the past year, it was something like an 8% increase in house prices across the UK, with some markets even above that. So we're starting to see this becoming a political issue there in the United Kingdom, as there's pressure coming on the Conservative government to stop this government program, this Help to Buy program, that is really just driving house prices up. So we're seeing this, again, in country after country in many different circumstances, but basically the same thing. Government intervention, government easy credit, government-supplied money is distorting the housing market and creating these property bubbles. And unfortunately, once again, that can help drive the economy, and it can make everything look like peaches and rainbows and lollipops until that bubble starts to collapse. And when that happens, again, a lot of people can be crushed under that bus, especially the new homeowners who got suckered into easy-looking mortgages with 5% down, who are going to find themselves underwater very quickly.
And, of course, once they are underwater, that means that their full equity they've invested in that home is gone. But then, of course, they never should have been allowed to get into the housing market with only a 5% down payment. You need a sizable down payment if you want the stability of a home. And it almost seems like they're doing everything they can to set this thing up to fail.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? Because, again, this is not a very difficult economic thing for people to understand. In fact, not only is it quite basic to understand that a 5% down payment on a house is not going to be enough to weather whatever types of downturns we might see in the housing market, but, I mean, these are we have a lot of historical examples, including, as we've been talking about, very recent historical examples of how this can go very, very wrong very, very quickly. So I think you're exactly right. This is not something that's being done just randomly, or that people don't understand the implications. This is what's being done in the full knowledge that a bubble is being inflated. And I think this is part and parcel, for example, of the bond bubble, which, again, a high-ranking official at the Bank of England admitted last year was the largest bond bubble in history that has been purposefully inflated by the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve and all of these other banks that are doing their quantitative easing programs. They are consciously inflating this bubble because they believe that they're going to be able to stimulate economic growth on the back of these bubbles. And history proves otherwise. History proves that these bubbles do not leave the markets in better condition than they were before them. And when the bubbles pop, lots of people end up getting thrown out of those homes and end up being in severe financial trouble that can plague and follow them for the rest of their lives. So, again, this is a very big macroeconomic issue that's developing in a lot of different countries around the world right now. And I guess if there's any message or any advice or warning that people can take out of this, it's do not get yourself into debt that you cannot afford to sustain. In fact, if you can avoid debt at all, that would be preferable, especially in the current environment where we know that we're on this knife edge, where we know that the bubble is popping, is going to pop, is due for deflation. You do not want to be getting yourself into significant amounts of debt during that time, because, of course, once that bubble pops and once that debt becomes due all at once, you're going to be left holding a bag. And at that point, you become politically and economically and in every other way vulnerable. And the ideas of debtor prisons and all of that sort of thing might sound like 19th century Victorian era Dickensian type of stuff, but it unfortunately can very much make a comeback in times of severe economic depression. And if that's what we are on the cusp of, you do not want to find yourself or your family in that situation. So I think avoiding debt of that sort right now is even a better piece of advice than it usually is. And I think it's always a good piece of advice.
And basically, this is not the first time that society has been running on debt. I mean, they've done this really for on and off for thousands of years. But suddenly the debtor always ends up losing. It's not a matter of if, but when. If you can suddenly ride the bubble to the top and then get out before it collapses, that's all well and good. But of course, most people enjoy the good times, enjoy the nice house, enjoy the good time, the prosperity. And I fear this is coming to an abrupt end. I don't know when, but because we don't have the timing on it. But I think it's not a matter of when, but not if, but when. Go right ahead.
Well, I think you're right about that, and I think we should talk about the idea of just debt and credit in general. I think that, like technology and like so many other things, I don't think that credit, the idea of credit in itself, is inherently evil. I think that it is unfortunately often used for evil purposes, and especially when we're in a system where money is literally created on the back of debt that is owed back to the financial banks that create money out of nothing through their bank charters that allow them to, through fractional reserve banking, to just pop money into existence. That is clearly a system that is designed to have this debt burden being a crushing weight and a sort of Damocles hanging over our heads. So I think in our current system, yes, debt is something that we want to avoid as much as humanly possible.
Well, our guest is James Corbett of Sydney, living over in Japan, bringing us up to date with an international view of what's going on. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's James Corbett. I'm going to, James, you go right ahead and pick up the story there. I'm just going to run in the other room for a minute. I'll be right back. You just go right ahead.
All right. Well, before the break, we were just talking there about the Federal Reserve, Dallas Federal Reserve Governor Richard Fisher, and an interesting speech that he made, and that's available on DallasFed.org's website, where he was talking some pretty startling things that he was saying about how the Federal Reserve's QE policy, quantitative easing, is a failed policy. And he was pointing out that this is not anything to do with saving the economy generally or helping the average person down on Main Street. It's always been about helping out Wall Street. And that shouldn't be surprising to us because, of course, that is what the Federal Reserve is. That is what it was designed from its very beginning to do, is to provide precisely this type of help to Wall Street in its times of crisis. That's always what this system was about. That's what the entire Federal Reserve system was designed to do. And it's been doing that job, I suppose, since that's its mandate. It's been doing it admirably well during this this downturn, in which we see, of course, the financial institutions continuing to turn massive profits and continuing to rake in money and continuing to grow the size of their portfolios and the notional value of their asset holdings through their derivatives and other funny money casino economy investments that they're speculating with. But unfortunately, it's not translating into productive employment for very many people, as we see the labor participation rate, again, continuing to drop month after month, even as the unemployment rate continues to go down. Again, some sleight of hand that continues to happen behind the scenes to try to convince people that everything's A-OK. Once again, there have been, certainly the last few years has not been what it would have been if the Federal Reserve and the other financial manipulators hadn't been in there manipulating things. But that is not a sign of the success of this program. It is only a sign of the success of the bandage that they've put over this gaping, festering wound that is continuing to fester underneath the bandage. And it's only a question of when and if the bandage is removed or falls off and everyone sees the gaping, gangrenous, tumorous, festering wound underneath, that we will understand that the bandage that they applied over it has really done nothing to actually help the economy itself. So, again, I don't want to sound overly alarmist. I know it's difficult to do in this case because I think ultimately the power remains with the people to extricate themselves from this financial system. And that is a long and hard and arduous journey for people to make to try to start basically changing their lifestyle to stop being based around the banks and financial institutions and the economy that they have helped to create with these multinational box chain corporations and the box chain restaurants and all of these other things that have made basically every city in America and many cities around the world look virtually identical. And we have to start supporting those businesses that that do their best to go around that system, the ones that accept, for example, local currencies, or the ones that try in their own way to bank with local credit unions and the like. Again, unless and until we realize that the productive economy has always and will always boil down to individuals grouping together to support each other in communities of interest, rather than people supporting corporations, I think until we realize that and regain that understanding of where the real wealth of America originally came from, I don't think we're ever going to have a hope of escaping this system. And if Dr. Stan is still not there, I will continue going on. I want to continue painting this picture of what is happening on the macroeconomic scale, because unfortunately, as people may or may not know, this feeds back into the geopolitical events that we see going around. And I think it is absolutely no coincidence that what we see happening in Eastern Europe is happening at this present time in the current economic conditions that it's happening in. And that's for a couple of reasons, not only specifically in Ukraine and what's been going on there, although it certainly does apply there, where if you look at the Ukrainian economy and what's been happening over the last several years with industrial slowdown and basically the country itself getting into deeper and deeper financial burdens that it could not sustain, that was the direct impetus of this crisis. And that's why Yanukovych had to go around cap in hand last year, trying to drum up money from anyone he could. He turned to the European Commission. They were offering him terms that just were not beneficial to Ukraine at all. So he turned to Russia. They were going to offer him $15 billion. And so, of course, he wanted to accept that. The Ukrainian people started the protest, and the rest is history. I think we know how that works. But that's one indication of how these economic problems become geopolitical problems. And unfortunately, as we've talked about on this program many, many times before, when economic problems start to manifest and when the collapse really starts to happen, that is precisely when wars tend to start. It's almost a fact of geopolitical science, in the way that we have laws of economics and other things.
This is what we've been saying over and over, ladies and gentlemen. War is looming.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and James certainly is pointing out the fact that time and time again, why they create crises, they go to war, but it's all a lie. We were lied to about going into Afghanistan and Iraq. Oh, my goodness, weapons of mass destruction. Everybody knew it was all about oil. Everybody knew it was all about dominating that area. But basically, they had to have an excuse for the suckers. And of course, we killed about 1 million people. Does anybody really care? I mean, we've killed about 160 million people in Syria. Innocent civilians are there that are trapped in this thing. Millions of people have lost everything. Does anybody really care? Well, you know, there are certainly consequences for what countries do. And basically, of course, America is losing prestige throughout the world. And James makes the point, suddenly that the The Iraq-Afghan war has just about to serve to bankrupt America. At least $1 trillion, perhaps several $1 trillion will be gone before this is all over. And all the debts are paid off. Before we go on, though, James, I would like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster, and then how they can get your material. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand what's going on, and if you have an opportunity, you need to listen to the entire text of this talk. We talked during the breaks, and basically you have to, you can get this on to my internet site. Of course, we'd love to sell you a CD of the talk, but you can get it on our internet site at RadioLiberty.com. You must understand we are in a prelude, in my estimation, to war. Go right ahead, James.
Well, thank you for that. Yes, if people are interested in keeping up to date with these economic developments, I think the International Forecaster newsletter is a great way to do so. It's a twice-a-week newsletter. It comes out on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It's an e-newsletter, so it's delivered via email. And it contains 30 to 40 pages of information, including not only my editorial, but editorials by other contributors like Bob Bernier and Alfred Adass, and also basically news roundups from around the world, not only economic and financial, but also political and social. So a lot of information packed into each issue. People who are interested can check it out at theinternationalforecaster.com. That's all one word, theinternationalforecaster.com. And there you can read, for example, my lead editorial. Usually every week it's posted up. You can also look at some of the other articles that are there, and you can subscribe. If it's your first time, you can get a free introductory copy. All of the details there at theinternationalforecaster.com. If you want to write in via mail, you can also get information that way. P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752. Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. And if people are interested in contacting me, there is a contact form at CorbettReport.com. Just go to CorbettReport.com, C-O-R-B-E-T-T report.com, and click on the contact tab, and you can send me information that way. Unfortunately, I get literally dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of emails a day and can't really reply to all of them, but I do try to take a look at all the information that comes in. So I do appreciate that. And, of course, people can also, while they're there at CorbettReport.com, take a look at and download the thousands of hours of audio and video material that's there, completely free, completely available for you to download and use the resource to help understand these subjects even more comprehensively.
And let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not making preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead, you may very well be among the 98% of the people who are going to be totally wiped out what's coming down the line. The wonderful utopian society that we've lived in is wonderful. I mean, basically, nobody ever had it as good as we do. The only trouble is it's all done with borrowed money, and you can't continue living on borrowed money indefinitely, especially when, of course, your nation is turned against God, because I really do fear that God is going to bring judgment on America, and this may be the greatest thing that ever happened. Something has to get the attention of the American people. Go right ahead, James.
Well, let me just pick up from the point that I was making earlier, because I was painting the picture, of course, of America as this spent empire in many ways, not only actually monetarily spent, but also spent in its political capital and its ability to really rally the public around the idea of war anymore. And so, for example, last year we saw the attempt to take the Syrian crisis to the next level of escalation. Based on the chemical war lies that we now know were lies about the Assad government's supposed use of chemical weapons on its own people, which were lies and in fact turned out to be a false flag event. But we saw the mass of American people turn up against that, and there was overwhelming phone calls and letters and faxes to senators and congressmen to not go along with that. And amazingly enough, for once, it actually did have an effect, and we actually did avoid that military escalation, which has now resulted in the fact that in Syria, Iran, the Tehran's top foreign policy officials have just come out to say that they have, in fact, really won that battle, that, in fact, all that's left now are just a few ragtag bands of jihadis who don't really have a lot of support from the international community anymore, and they can be cleaned up by Assad's forces. So it looks like the attempt to overthrow the Assad government has failed. And that is on the back of, for example, the American people rallying against the idea of sending America into another war. So The question is, how are we going to get to that point where the politicians can once again rally people around the flag and rally them to war? Unfortunately, there's almost nothing that works better than economic hard times, economic collapse, to rally the people around a war effort, because, again, that tends to focus people. And if everyone is unemployed and looking for ways to earn enough money to put bread on their family's table, and a war situation comes along, that not only gives them an excuse, a patriotic excuse to rally around the flag, but it gives them the financial means to do so, because, of course, governments are happy to turn on the spigot when it's a war situation to feed their military-industrial friends. So, unfortunately, that's the type of a cycle that we're in, and this turns, unfortunately, this coincides with a lot of other analyses out there, and we've talked a few times now about the so-called fourth turning, this idea of this generational cycle, this 80-year cycle that was identified back in the 1990s by a couple of American authors, that unfortunately places us basically right in the heart of a so-called fourth turning, the generation that sees catastrophic events, a complete change in society. This lines up with the Great Depression and the American Civil War and the Revolutionary War. Those are the types of times that we are in, just on that generational cycle reading of history, and that lines up with where we are economically and militarily in many other ways besides. So I think there's a lot of reasons for people to be concerned about this and to be looking at this and really scrutinizing where we are and what we can do to at least withdraw ourselves from this system and take our own agency out of this war machine that unfortunately looks like it's set to plow ahead.
And I think you're absolutely right. And I think that, of course, the other thing is they ordinarily will come up with some sort of a phony justification for the war, whether it would be suddenly the sinking of the Maine for the Spanish-American War, or whether it would be suddenly the atrocities by the German Huns to justify America going into World War One, and of course, certainly the atrocities by the Germans for World War II, but people have forgotten. But basically, and most people probably didn't even know we were funding the Nazis before, during, and after the war. But the average individual doesn't understand. Certainly, we got in the Gulf of Tonkin incident that got us into Vietnam. It was all phony. And time after time after time, they create an artificial incident. But in the meantime, they're building up support for the war. And suddenly I just have a feeling in the background this is exactly what's going on today. Go right ahead, James.
Well, you raised such an important point there, and one that I think still a lot of people don't really understand, is that the bankers, the financiers, the people who really pull the strings through the monetary control of society are the ones who have always, for hundreds of years, we can go back into history to look at the way they always fund both sides in conflict. And we can look at the European conflict of the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries, and look at the dominant European banking houses and, of course, the Rothschilds and the other prominent bankers in Europe and see how they were always on both sides of the conflict, so that no matter who won, of course, the financiers would end up winning. They would end up controlling the purse strings of the victorious nation. And that's the way that this tends to function. And it's no different in our own time. You point to the Nazis having been absolutely supported by American corporations, American banks, the Union Banking Corporation, of course, shut down in the early 1940s under the Trading with the Enemy Act because they were literally supporting Hitler financially. And, of course, who was on the board of that? People like Prescott Bush, grandfather of George W. Bush, and people of that ilk. And it's a similar situation when you look at the Soviet Union and the corporations that supported that throughout its entire history. The Soviet Union was propped up by military technology transfers, by agricultural transfers that helped to support the Russian people, the Soviet population, and through monetary help as well. And again, this has been amply documented by people like Anthony Sutton in the past. And unfortunately, that's exactly the similar thing that we're seeing going on today. The Chinese economic miracle, as it's been called, did not just come out of nowhere. It did not just spring fully formed from the head of the Chinese people. It came through a significant upsurge in U.S. R&D investment in the country in the 1990s. And the investments, basically U.S. R&D investments target countries, China went from something like 47th overall in the world to 11th. in that 1990s window on the back of a doubling of R&D investment in the country. And this is from the exact same Council on Foreign Relations linked Fortune 500 companies that you would always expect to be involved there. The Fords and DuPonts and Lucent Technologies and Microsoft and all of these companies suddenly started pouring money into China in the 1990s that formed the infrastructure through which the economic miracle of the last decade actually happened. And that we saw that being prepared all the way along, and the deliberate outsourcing of the America's productive manufacturing capacity to China. And now we're getting similar types of stories coming out about Russia, the new boogeyman, the new enemy, and the new Cold War, the new Cold War, same as the old Cold War. And we have companies like Rheinmetall out of Germany, which has recently been coming under fire for having engaged in a $110 million contract to supply or to create a Russian military training facility in southwestern Russia back in 2011, and that was eventually shut down by the German government, but not until it had already gone ahead and is estimated to be training 30,000 Russian combat troops per year. Sorry, I said $110 million contract. It was actually a $140 million contract. So we see once again the corporations that serve no political master, that are not interested in any particular nation, will continue to build up the boogeyman that we are supposed to be hiding under our bed from. And again, this is exactly what we saw in the 20th century and in many centuries before that. So it is absolutely a fake, contrived, phony conflict that we're being steered into. And if people go along with it, I think we know where this is heading. It is ultimately heading towards the creation of that one world governmental system where you and I and the rest of the people do not have any fundamental rights, do not have any fundamental ability to interact or transact with others except through the approved and scrutinized and completely controlled global governmental facilities. And that will involve global taxation. It will involve a global central bank that will control the issuance of currency. It will be a complete system of control. And if you don't want that, I think we should start, again, kicking back against this narrative that they're trying to paint around us, because all of this is leading us towards the same goal. So we have to be working as hard as we can in the other direction.
And I certainly agree with everything you're saying, but what can the average individual out there do? I mean, certainly he's trapped in the system. He's trying to raise his family. You know, he's trying to pay his bills. He's worried, certainly, maybe head over heel in debt. What can he really do locally and certainly at the state and the national level to at least begin to educate people about what's really going on so enough people, hopefully there are enough good and moral people, may begin to understand that we've been lied to and we're being lied to today?
Well, I think it's important for people to understand the extent and the scope of the problem, because until we understand how big the problem really is, there's no way that we can even begin to imagine how to extricate ourselves from it. So the average person going out there to their 9-to-5 job, get up in the morning and perhaps they feed their kids some GMO cereal because it's the thing that they bought from the supermarket the night before and it's all they have. And so they give them some bovine growth hormone laced milk in that GMO cereal, and then they ship their kids off to school because they don't have time to interact with them. And then they get in their Fortune 500 company car, created car, that is fueled by Fortune 500 oil company gas, and they drive to work. Perhaps maybe they pick up some breakfast for themselves from some fast food outlet, but again, it's a Fortune 500 company and sources all of its food products from GMO-supplied places. They work their 9-to-5 job, but generally that does not bring them personal happiness or satisfaction in order to make the money so that they can pay for their kids' schooling and then their GMO cereal and all of that, so that when they get home at night, they can be completely and utterly exhausted and perhaps have time to vegetate in front of a television set that is created and that plays the programming of the Fortune 500 entertainment industry companies. And then they go to sleep and get up to do the cycle all over again every single day. And if that does not sound like a happy or productive life or the type of life that you want to lead, it is a question of how you can start changing that life piece by piece by piece. And it is not easy to do so because, again, the entire system has been constructed to make it as easy as possible for us to go to the supermarket, to buy the GMO food, to get the Fortune 500 made car and the go to the oil companies to buy the gas. And all of this infrastructure has been created to make it as easy as possible to go along to get along, go along with the status quo. So every single thing that, from that list that you want to start extracting yourself from will take time and effort and investment, and it will not be easy. It will be difficult to do, and there will be many people who look at you as being crazy for wanting to get off of this treadmill. And unfortunately, that's part of the burden of understanding this system and understanding that we have to work with all our might to get ourselves off of it. And that can start with, for example, changing the job that you are working at to allow yourself, hopefully, and maybe there's a way that you can work to allow yourself more time with your family, or a way that you can work to do a job that you actually will actually make you fulfilled, will actually make you happy with what you're doing, rather than just trudging off to a factory or an office or something that you hate in order to give your lifeblood, in order to get the useless pieces of paper, in order to keep funding the system. So if we start to take a look at it in that way, perhaps we can start finding other ways to do this. And again, we've talked about, for example, in most local communities, there are such things as local currencies. You can trade some of your useless paper fiat Federal Reserve notes for some of these community dollars, or you can earn them by offering some of your services, your whatever it is, you know, mowing the lawn of your neighbor or whatever it is, to earn some of these local community currencies that you can then spend in the local economy, helping to support local businesses. You can bank with local financial institutions and credit unions and things that are invested literally sometimes with savings and loans or what have you, literally invested in your local economy. You can go to farmers markets to source your food rather than going to the big supermarket blockchain. You can avoid the big box department stores and fast food restaurants in favor of local businesses run by your neighbors.
Hold that thought for just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoyed the program with James Corbett tonight. And if you did not get it or you'd like to hear it again, it's up on our internet site. I would love to sell you a copy of it, but you can get it off our internet site at radioliberty.com. Now, this is the time when I, as the name of telling our listeners out across America, that I've been ill recently. I have a lymphoma. I do certainly under treatment for it. We're just going to have to wait and see how it does. But I'm guardedly optimistic. I have some of the finest regular doctors and alternative doctors working with me. And certainly, we're just certainly going to go with this. It's going to be a difficult time, and you're going to have to put up with me. I'm going to be only doing right now for temporarily 3 hours a day instead of five. In fact, I may very well, I may have another chemotherapy treatment later this week, which will really wipe me out totally if I take that. So basically, just bear with us, and we'll try to bring you exciting and interesting guests on a regular basis. Well, but then the other thing is, of course, as you know, the economy is poor. An awful lot of people are having financial problems. And I will tell you that many of the major ministries I know are having very real problems. The fact that we've been able to survive, certainly, as we have. Remember, I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. I'm not a talk show host, other than feel very, very deeply about what's going on. But, of course, we've been able to maintain our network here for over 20 years, and we do 5 hours of, ordinarily, when we're healthy, 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. We make no profit. Neither my wife nor myself are gainfully employed. We do what we do because we love America. But we do need your financial help, quite frankly. We're having all sorts of financial problems, and we need to maintain the network of various stations. We have about four different networks that we're on, but it's an expensive proposition, and we have a lot of individual stations. Now, there's several things you could do. If you had something you wanted to advertise, well, we'd be glad to talk to you about that. And that, of course, is certainly what we hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a gift of $20 a month or more, as much as you can afford, you get our four best CDs or tapes of the month. You get our monthly newsletter. And then, of course, you can get our books and CD sets. And if you haven't seen that four CD set, The Hitler Escape, vitally important, or something by our good friend Dr. Russell Laylock, Vaccines and Brain Development. Or we have go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you can look at all the tape sets and DVDs and all the various things that we are there we offer. And we hope that, of course, you'll want to buy them, because this is what helps to finance us. And basically, then, of course, you have an obligation to tell others about our program. Talk to them, encourage them to get involved with us. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are heading into a financial collapse in this country that is going to destroy your life savings. So, and basically, of course, I believe it's going to end up in a war. And we need your help in getting the information out. I can only reach a certain number of people. I can only do so much, especially with the illness there. But, well, of course, we do need your help. And if you talk to others, encourage them to listen to our programs on a regular basis to get our material. We actually offer a line of health products. We offer a line of many soap products. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, first, we hope that you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. You'll watch certainly our DVDs. You'll listen to our radio programs. You'll read our newsletters. You'll go to the section that we have on new items on the web. We have all sorts of things that I think are important that you have and that you help us get out across America. So this is the time when I ask you to pray for America. We ask you, of course, to pray for me as well, because we need to get through this so we can continue bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. So please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is a Jewish investigative reporter who spent 30 years over in Israel reporting on the government over there. Of course, eventually he found it was totally corrupt, and of course he did that unforgivable thing. He put out the truth about the corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, working against the best interests of Israel, and then because of the threats against his life and the actions that were taken against his life and safety, he was forced to come to America, which of course was our advantage, because we try to get him on a weekly basis on one or another of our programs to keep us abreast of what's going on in Israel today, because what is going on in Israel is going to affect every one of you out there in the audience. Israel today is a seething cauldron. It's not a matter of if, but when there's going to be a war over there. There's somewhere between 170,000 and 200,000 missiles aimed at little Israel. I mean, basically, and some of these are very sophisticated missiles, and some of them may very well have gas warheads. Certainly it would not be at all surprised if Syria hadn't transferred gas to Hezbollah, as it which is located primarily in Lebanon. But that whole area is so unstable. And the United States, of course, is financing the rebels who, of course, want to destroy Israel. In other words, we're financing the rebels fighting in Syria who want to destroy Israel. Why are we financing the rebels fighting in Israel, fighting in Syria, who want to destroy Israel? So much of what's going on over there just doesn't make sense if you look at it from a logical point of view. But if you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle and there are powerful spiritual forces at work, why, of course, a lot of this begins to make sense. So without further ado, Barry Shamish, you pick up the story.
Boy, that was some intro. That covered a lot of ground with a lot of gaps in between, but I'm not working for Christian civilization. I'm working for Jewish civilization.
Okay, well, that's fine. Well, let's call it Judeo-Christian civilization.
Works for me.
Okay, fine. And basically, Christian civilization did come out of Judaism, but go right ahead.
Look, I just finished my radio show. I had Daisy Stern on from Hebron. You have never, ever seen a more disruptive interview. We had voices coming in from every which way. We couldn't hear each other. In the middle, she said, enough, I'm going to phone you back. We'll try a different line. It was even worse on the new line. It's scary what's going on in Israel. I mean, really. Needless to say, we were interfered with, and that's not paranoia. All right.
You're only paranoid if you imagine people are against you. If they really are against you, why, Chris, it's just you're realistic to realize it and to say, go ahead.
Well, Daisy is a very, on the one hand, she gets the picture. She knows it. On the other hand, she's got this belief that God is going to bail her out. And we, in that mess of a line we had, I said, Daisy, it didn't work in the 40s. You better find another way for this one. This is going to be a battle between you and corruption.
Well, she believes in the God, certainly the God of Judaism, and certainly this is the same God that we all worship. And so basically it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I don't think there's any way that any of the Jews in Israel are going to survive without God's help. And I believe God. I know you're coming from a secular point of view, but many of us certainly do believe that we have a very, and we serve a very powerful God. And here in the United States, we're going to have to rely upon him, just as the Jewish people in these days, he's going to have to rely upon him. Because without God's blessing and protection, why, none of us are going to survive.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, I want you to hold that thought for just a moment here, and we're going to be back in just a moment with all of our stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and very simply talking about this gentleman who was asked, and he was arrested, and he was arrested for price tag vandalism, which basically is part of a program that the Shabbat has to force the Jews out of Judea and Samaria. Now, basically, a lot of Jews have their homes in Judea and Samaria, and but you have to understand that certainly the Jews had just certainly captured land, certainly in the various wars they were involved in. They captured the Sinai, but they were still told, look, just give the Sinai back and you can live in peace with the Palestinians and everything will be fine. So they gave back the Sinai.
Well, actually, the Sinai was to live in peace with the Egyptians.
Okay, well, then the question was Gaza. Why, of course, if you just give back Gaza, why suddenly everything will be fine? Just and so they basically suddenly forced the Jews out of Gaza. And there were, I don't know, about 10,000 or something like that. People had lived there 30 or 40 years. They had their
35
own,
to be exact.
Right. And basically, they had their very, very prosperous farms. They certainly exported their goods all over. These were prosperous, hardworking Jewish people. And they were forced out of Gaza with the idea, certainly, that this would lead to peace with the Palestinians. Well, of course, immediately Hamas came in and used Gaza then as a base for lobbing missiles and into Israel. And there's been several military actions there. So basically, all this talk about peace. That if you just give up land is foolish. And now, of course, the next line is, well, if you just give up Judea and Samaria, and the Jews are saying, look, boy, it didn't do any good in the Sinai. It didn't do any good in the Gaza. Why should we give up our homes? I mean, these are our homes. This is where we live. I mean, how many people in the listening audience would want to give up their home because the government said, well, we're going to be able to have peace with the Mexicans, or we're going to be able to have peace with the Chinese, or we're going to be able to have peace. If you just give up your home, everything's going to be just fine, and I don't think most of you would believe it. And that's the situation where the Jewish people living in Judea and Samaria are in today. But there's an organized effort to force them out of their homes. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, the Jews don't understand what the game is. You know, that's the biggest problem. They don't believe that other Jews could be doing this to them. And by the way, they will be evacuated from Judea and Samaria because they're my people, but I have to tell you, Jews, as far as I can see, are the dumbest people in the world. And it's coming. Now, when I talked to Daisy, she got a lot right. Yehuda Landsberg, He was beaten. He was brainwashed. He was deprived. All to get him to confess. But he's not the only one in the last month. Two other Jewish men from Samaria were taken without and deprived of a lawyer. The same thing is happening now. Look, this guy Landsberg, his case is getting around, but it won't make a difference. That's the whole problem. It won't make a difference. The world does not look at injustice to settlers. They don't see it as injustice. They see it as somehow justified. They are so alone. And then she blamed the arrest on leftists. And I said, Daisy, the government is right-wing. It wasn't leftists. It was the Prime Minister Netanyahu. Listen, without Netanyahu's permission, this arrest and all of these outrages wouldn't be taking place. It was a right-wing or consensus arrest. And you know what? She agreed with that.
Well, I think that basically it's so easy to say right and left wing. It's like they have here in the United States. You know, it's right wing, left wing, conservative, liberal, Republican, and Democrat. I don't think it's either one. I think it's traitors who have no alliance to anything. And I think
alliances.
But they just not to the right or to the left. They just have this alliance to this internationalist stream.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Look, I'm not going to do a show about Netanyahu's background, but he is all tied up with the Council on Foreign Relations. But that's not for this show. And by the way, Daisy knew that. She brought it up. As much as I could hear, she brought that up as well. They know that their leadership is, well, betraying them. Isn't that's not half the story. 10,000 Jews from northern Samaria and Gaza were at gunpoint, forced out of their homes, sent to hotels for a night, given no compensation, and left utterly abandoned. That's what's going to be coming up for Judea and Samaria. And I don't want to go through how can Jews do this to Jews. You know what I think? Maybe Netanyahu is getting pulled a bit. Well, let's just call it 350,000 of his people. Kerry is demanding that they be removed. I don't know. No matter how crooked and corrupt Netanyahu is and bought and sold, maybe there's an ounce of nationalism or Judaism, and it's somewhere in his soul. But honest to goodness, I wouldn't trust that. Now, this conversation I had, well, let's put it this way. The price tag vandalism scandal in Israel to frame Jews. Number one, well, maybe one or two outlets, Arutz Sheva, Makor Rishon, they're posting very damaging information that the so-called Jewish vandals are Arabs staging the vandalism.
Could you explain the price tag vandalism? Because I don't understand the phrase. What does that have to do with forcing the Jews out of their homes?
You blame them for attacking Arabs.
Okay, in other words, okay, fine. Then basically what you're saying is that the Jews are accused of attacking Arabs. Go ahead.
Yes, that's the whole game. And as I said, those two outlets, Arutz Sheva, Makor Rishon, have given pretty darn strong evidence that the Arabs are staging the vandalism to frame the Jews. And look, goodness, in Hebron, that's Daisy City, by the way. Baruch Goldstein and the massacre that should have gotten rid of her house. This was in 74. The point of the matter is they set up Jews to look like they're committing atrocities. And this is in my books, the Goldstein Massacre of Hebron. That's in numerous of my books, but I got it right. Even in early books like Save Israel, what an ironic title. Look, what I did was journalism, just plain, ordinary, educated, old-style journalism, and I got to the truth of the Hebron massacre. And my goodness, there's so much evidence that people will look at it. The Jew did not shoot the Arabs. The Jew, in fact, well, let's put it this way. The story is so complicated. Read my books.
Oh, but just for our listeners out there, basically, of course, it was a Jewish, I think he was in the military or the reserves, and he went into a mosque, and supposedly he shot a lot of Arabs, but this wasn't what really happened at all. But they created an atrocity story, and there were a lot of Arabs who were killed, and of course, the Jew was eventually killed. But how many Arabs were killed in this so-called atrocity carried out by a Jew, which really wasn't carried out by a Jew, but was some sort isn't he a staged event?
Oh, you know, Dr. Stan, one night, just let me go through it.
Okay.
People won't believe us if we summarize it.
Okay.
I've got really, really strong evidence, which is one of the reasons I'm in America right now instead of my home. All right. I know what's going on in Israel, and unfortunately, the Emunah Landsberg case is the same old story. The price tag vandalism, so-called scandal, is being promoted by Carmi Gilon. Carmi Gilon used to be the head of the Shabak and was so during the Rabin assassination, which he was, believe me when I say this, working in conspiracy with today's Israeli president, Shimon Peres. Now, if you have any listeners who don't, let's just put it this way. One day we must have a show on Carmi Gilon, I'm sorry. We'll summarize amazing now just to keep up with the times. But I did more than summarize. I exposed him for his role in the Rabin assassination in person, in my books. You know what? I'm getting emotional. This bothers me so much that Israel is so run. And they're not new crooks. They're old-style labor Zionist crooks. And these dumb, dumb Israelis. Look, Yehuda Landsberg's wife, who was... Okay, I hear the music.
We'll you go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop. Go ahead.
She was, after 2 weeks of being deprived of even knowing where her husband was, she wrote a letter to him with this hopeful... dumbfounded, the woman asked, how can you call my husband a terrorist? How can the Shabak forbid me from seeing him when he's not a terrorist? What is she appealing to? She doesn't understand the rules of the game, and they keep making the same mistake.
Well, they're not mistakes, but anyway, we'll be back in just a minute. My guest is Barry Samish right here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food,
Call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Nobody. Once you get in there.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan Barry simply talking about how they went in and bulldozed down the home. The fellow was the president, sort of like like the residents of Family Association representing all the people with homes in some area. So they said the bulldozer in, they just bulldoze his home down. And certainly then why people are writing and saying, gee, how could you do this sort of thing? Why, you know, we've got to get the Defense Department to protect us. Ladies and gentlemen, the Defense Department in Israel is on the other side. Well, they want to get other people there. They think that they have representatives in the Knesset. They think that the Knesset represents certainly the Jewish people, and maybe the people in the Knesset, the elected representatives, can do something. And they really don't understand this is all controlled from the top. It's exactly like it is here in the United States, where we have the finest, certainly, politicians money could buy, and they say the right thing, and then they turn around and do the wrong thing time after time after time. And then people sit back and say, well, gee, you know, why would they do that? I mean, why wouldn't they? Why would they invite all these immigrants in from other countries and then give them special privileges and finance them, give them food stamps? And they do know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know any more than over in Israel. They want the Israeli people to realize that the leaders of the government are going to betray the people, a couple of 100,000 who live there in Judea and Samaria, and they're going to
350,000.
Great, go right ahead.
And the parallel you drew, there may be certain crossing points, but this is different. All right, and this is very different. It's not Mexicans coming across the border, it's Jews and other Jews. Look, I'm going to go into philosophy right now for a couple of seconds. I'm getting all irritated when I see what's become of my country. Look, what's going on is the propaganda is built on myths. And you've got to refocus, and you have to understand what is being done to Israelis and Jews. Now, the Jewish point of view, broadly held, is that, well, we have a country we can defend after the brutal Holocaust, and we're called back in defense of our country in God's name. Okay, that's the Jewish point of view. The Christians is, well, the Messiah won't return unless the Jews are in Israel as prophesied. And that's their point of view. And by the way, these two points of view don't really, really cross, but they both want an Israel for those reasons. But the reality is Israel was created by the most rotten, rotten Jewish forces. And those Jewish forces were cutting deals with Nazis. They cut an agreement called the Transfer Agreement, where they got their Jews to Palestine. They expected a couple more million to survive the Holocaust that they knew was coming. That's the reality. Israel was founded by utter, utter rot. And if you don't understand that, you don't know what's going on in Judea and Samaria together, because this rot, the Israeli people have rejected. The politically, on a good day, they won't get 20% support. On a good day, the Israeli people don't want them in their lives largely, but they control, well, the banks, the financialists, they control the money, number one. And number two, they control the media, the mass media. And as small as their numbers are, their influence is way more powerful than the majority of the Israeli peoples. Now, that's the reality. If you don't start with that understanding, your delusions about the Messiah coming because the Jews were called back to Israel and the Jews believing they were called back to take a last stand against anti-Semites, all of that is nonsense. They were brought back by the
By wicked and evil people, Barry, with you. Yes. We have no difference with you at all. We really believe that, I personally believe, you're absolutely right. I believe there really are evil and wicked people there who suddenly brought the Israelis back. They had an entirely different agenda than anybody else did. But, you know, in the final analysis, I do believe there is a God. And somehow or other, it's going to work out. I don't know how it is, but I feel so sorry for the people there, idealistic Jews who want this to home land because of the Holocaust, and they're being betrayed by their leaders, in essence, is what you're saying. And I agree with you totally. I believe that the people who brought them back were totally evil, who could care less about the Christian ideas, a Christian Messiah. They had an objective, and we go right ahead. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shamish. We're living in interesting times, a fascinating time from a spiritual point of view, and a very dangerous time for the people living in Israel.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Foundations for Liba House.
Hold that out. Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry's talking about there's a plan. There's who actually are there in the square next to the Wailing Wall. We call it the Wailing Wall, but basically, of course, that there's a large square there where the Jews go, certainly to pray, and of course the Christians go because this is a historic place. And now apparently there's a movement there to take half of that large square.
It's not a movement. movement. They've already dug the foundation.
Right. Okay, so what are they going to put in there so that
we can be lucky because these foundations are going to result in a center for demographic dialogue and education. Can you believe this? They're going to put that phony baloney building of all the places to build that building next to the Western Wall Plaza. Let me continue with the article. The projects threatens to shrink the dimensions of that plaza to half its current size and bring controversy to Judaism's holy site of prayer and worship. Look, guys, if you like the Western Wall, they're taking it piece by piece. Half the Western Wall Plaza is going to be a center for demographic dialogue, and the rabbi, Shmuel Rabinovich of the Western Wall, has requested, I've never even heard of this, the National Construction Council to approve the removal of the foundations for Lieber House. They've already started the building.
We live in a world gone mad, Barry, and when you understand that, why it's much easier to make some sense out of what's going on, because otherwise it's totally madness. Go ahead.
Oh, it makes perfect sense to me. Believe me, you have to understand their side. You have to understand what they're up to. The Jews don't. They don't. It's a problem. I've been beating my head against the wall for so many years. I ran to Gaza week after week after week to talk to the Jews, to tell them to prepare, stop being so infiltrated. It didn't help. I wrote a book called Bye Bye Gaza about my frustrations trying to get them to protect themselves. Well, I knew the game. I had caught on to the game by then. They still haven't caught on to the game. You're going to see the Lieber House go up. You're going to see the Western Wall complex shrunk in half before your very eyes.
And what a tragedy. We will agree on that. That's for certain.
Correct. We agree on everything. You just have to accept it from my point of view.
That's fine. Go right ahead, Barry. We have you on because we enjoy hearing your point of view. Then basically, you're absolutely right. There's an element there within Judaism that are evil. But we recognize that. We understand that. But go ahead.
You're a minority, too.
I'm a minority. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day trying to reach people to get them to hear. But at least if people hear the truth, they start out thinking I'm crazy. After a few months, they're afraid I'm not. But that's all right. If we can reach any one of them, we can reach. Hopefully, we can change their life and change their outlook and maybe change the future of themselves and their families. And that's all I can hope to do. I'm not going to save the world. But I'm sure going to try. Go ahead.
You know what? You and Daisy, you actually should put on the show. You're very similar. And good similar. You've caught on to the game. Both of you know the game. And there aren't many of you out there. Now, where you're coming from, I just don't bring it up. But you both understand the rules of an alternate game. And that alternate game comes out our way every time. Let's go on. Another reader sent me this, a very astute reader. The new director of Hadassah Hospital. That's the largest hospital in Israel. Well, his name is Dr. Yoram Weiss. He was the spokesman when Ariel Sharon came into the hospital for a stroke on December 17, 2006, he told the media there is no immediate danger to the life of Ariel Sharon and became the spokesman, the cover-upper that led to the demise of Ariel Sharon. All right. Now, here's what my devoted reader wrote to me. He said, he's writing about the doctor who treated Sharon. He's been promoted, and it came out on January the 10th. that Professor Weiss, an anesthesiologist. Now, look, I'm very grateful for anesthesia, but you don't become director of the biggest hospital in Israel if you're an anesthesiologist. Oh, the games that are being played. Well, he is now the director of the biggest hospital in Israel. Just so you should know, let's do something that's, well, let's switch directions now. All right. Now, this is a story sent. Actually, this has made a major newspaper, a right-wing newspaper, Macquarie Shawn, who, by the way, were always good to me. In fact, they put me, I was the headline of their weekend magazine. Good picture of me and all that kind of stuff. Well, they revealed that, now get ready, this is a complicated one. It's about Pope Francis. Now, you're aware that he's coming to Israel in early May, coming up.
Yes, I am.
Well, there is... Look, the source to Macquarie Shawn was Rabbi Sergio Bergman. He's a member of the Argentinian Parliament and a close friend of Pope Francis. It's a pretty good source, and they named him. Apparently, according to this source, Rabbi Bergman, Pope Francis apparently plans to heed Palestinian Authority calls and use his visit as a propaganda move for the PA against Israel. That is the basic story, but they go into details. Now, these details are a little shocking. The quote, the Pope intends to define himself as the Che Guevara of the Palestinians and support their, quote, struggle and rights. A Pope comparing himself to Che Guevara? A little shocking, but here is what is not shocking. It's a fact. In late December, let's say a month ago, the Pope announced that on his visit to Israel, he will not hold his mass prayer services in Israel. They should have been in Jerusalem. That's where every papal visit has seen their mass services. But no, not this time. It's going to be in the Palestinian Authority as a show of support in Bethlehem. Now, follow with me, folks. This is not minorly ironic. Most of the Christians have been driven out of Bethlehem by Muslims. What's he holding a mass there for? And then it gets even worse that Abbas declared that Jesus was a Palestinian. And I can assure you that that is not true. Look, Macquarie Shawn approached one source, and that's the deputy foreign minister. His name is Zev Elkin. And he's from Netanyahu's Likud party. And he denied it all. Here's from the article. He stressed that all official visitors are asked to stay balanced and, quote, not to dance at two weddings. I don't know what that allegory exactly means, but here's what he says. The deputy foreign ministers kept in touch with anything. Nonetheless, our role is to ensure that there won't be an unusual gesture, and we have the tools to do so, remarked Elkin. I'm sighing, but it's a sigh of discouragement, noting that talks are ongoing with the Vatican, which understands Israel would oppose such statements. Do you understand the delusion of that statement?
I think I do. Go ahead.
I don't have to dive into it?
Nope.
All right. But I will mention that the president of Israel, Shimon Peres, cut a deal with the Vatican to give up hegemony, sovereignty, over 41 sites in Israel. And I'm not saying give them up as tourist sites where you buy tickets. I'm talking about sovereign status. Look, on we go. Elkin further claims the Vatican has important interests that would prevent it from taking a blatantly anti-Israel stance. They won't want to endanger those interests. The interest is, well, you're going to get, ultimately, you're going to get a room on Mount Zion. You're going to get 23 seats in Jerusalem to be yours. All right, 23 sites in Jerusalem, that's what Peres is aiming for, and the government is slowly giving them up. Now, again, to your listeners, I know you're patient, but this point of view, you have to look at it. People aren't. This Vatican visit is going to be for a reason, all right? Now, last July, it was... Well, the reports were that the foreign ministry, remember, Elkin is the deputy foreign minister, signed an agreement to transfer part of King David's tomb located on Mount Zion to the Vatican. And if Elkin was part of that, well, he was just saying pretty talk. Give the folks what they want to hear. Look, above the tomb is a room which the Catholic Church claims the Last Supper occurred. I assure you, I've been to that yeshiva. It is not 2,000 years old.
I agree with you, but certainly this is tradition. And basically, of course, the question is, why are the Israelis going to give all of that land, all of these buildings, to the Catholics? And why do the Catholics want all that property in suddenly there when they already have the Vatican? Why do they want all that property in Jerusalem? There has to be some special spiritual significance of what's going on. Go ahead.
Oh, boy, you just hit a... I'm not going to go into the wider detail. You just hit a chord with me, and I certainly could answer your question about the wider significance, but I'm not going to now. What's going on, and look, my head is bursting. I'm sick of this knowledge. If people want to trust me, look at it all from a different perspective. There's another one out there. Now, Rabbi
Barry, we're getting towards the end of the, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, and then we'll get back to the issues. But I want you to tell them how to get to your website, how they can get your books, how they can listen to your programs, and how they can support you through your PayPal button if they'd like to. But let's get that information out, then we'll get back to the issues. Go ahead.
Thank you. Look, my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box for 8 books right in Chamish. Chamish. That's my name. My latest book, and as I always say, I don't know why it wasn't included in the list, but it's separate. So you have to write Chamish, and here's the name of the book. The Stinger, Not the Stung. It's 7 months old. It's the latest I've got in print. My website is barrychamish.com. And, yes, there's a PayPal button. And, folks, you don't know how grateful I am for your support. It's the only way to get this point of view out there. And I'm living, believe it when I say, week to week and day to day and all that kind of stuff. So barrychamish.com. Now, how much time do we have?
Well, we got about 3 minutes, and then we got another 3 minutes, so go ahead.
All right, I'll time everything. Rabbi Yisrael Ariel, he invited me and Well, I don't know why in retrospect, but he wanted to know about Rabin and what was going on in the country. So that's the Temple Institute. That's on Mount Zion. It's a pretty big yeshiva, actually. He warned that the Pope's visit may be timed for precisely such a transfer of ownership to occur. Look, this stuff with Elkin, they may be keeping everything from him. I sort of doubt it. But that's, I don't know. All right. But the Temple Institute rabbi, I'm going to give his name again, Yisrael Ariel, said that a Pope's visit will be maybe, okay, not will, I'm maybe time for such a transfer of ownership. In other words, the second floor goes to the Vatican. He referenced something, and I think you should reference this too, the 2008 agreement by the government to relinquish control of the historic Russian compound buildings in Jerusalem to Russian control. That's where the courts were. It was, a major, major compound, a government compound in the heart of Jerusalem. The government handed over the buildings to the Russians. Again, the Russians control to this day. And they moved the courts, and they moved the agriculture ministry, and they moved the Society for the Protection of Nature. They all vacated the premises in 2011. And what Rabbi Yisrael Ariel is saying, it's been done before. It looks like it's going to be done again.
But the question is, why are Israelis giving up their property? And suddenly the one in Fair and Square, they've held them for many years, and suddenly they're beginning to turn them over to the Vatican, beginning to turn them over to the Russians. Big things are happening, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of property we're talking about there in Israel, certainly in Jerusalem. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish to wrap up tonight's program. But Israel is moving into very, very difficult times, very unstable times.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
We're out of time. Good night, Barry. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Bye-bye. I look forward to it.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Barry was simply pointing out the fact that President Obama's half-brother is Jewish. And basically, Obama's dad had four wives. One of them was Jewish. And suddenly this half-brother is Jewish because, of course, he got his Jewishness from his mother. And suddenly he's written a book about this with the significance of this. I have no idea. It probably has no significance. It's just something of interest. I mean, the important thing you have to understand suddenly is that there are dark and sinister spiritual forces in the world today. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Certainly, you need to get Paul McGuire's book, which we carry now. It's called Prophecy and the Future Within America. Prophecy and the Future of America. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have the book by James Perloff, Shadows of Power. And all of these books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. They'll take you into the invisible government that really runs America, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. Basically, they control literally everything. We go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidates of their choice. And if you've heard me say, between 1977 and the year 2000, 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Most of them belonged to the Council on Foreign Relations before 1977. Almost all the candidates, Republican and Democrat, came from the Council on Foreign Relations. And basically, these organizations work behind the scenes. They control the banks. We have six major banks that control 67% of the financial assets of our country. We have six or seven major corporations that control 90% of the media. Israel has on, but of course that's the way it's supposed to be, because they want to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one world government. And behind that, forces. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get my book, or certainly James Perloff's book, or the other books we mentioned, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, or population control, the secret agenda. You need to get this information. You really need to get Malachi Martin's 4-CD set. It's entitled The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Malachi being a Catholic priest. These are four interviews we did with him, or three that I did, and one that our friend John Leffler had done with him. Fascinating information you're not going to get elsewhere to understand the Catholic Church. Certainly, if you read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, you begin to get some idea of what's going on in the Protestant Church. But we were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And you must understand that Christianity, Western civilization, the very survival of our country as we know it is under attack today. And there are going to be dramatic changes, certainly. There's going to be a major financial catastrophe. It's coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. And if you read the writings of people like Richard Haass, if you haven't read his article, certainly, where we're going to be covering that in our latest newsletter, and you'd like to get a copy of the February of the newsletter we'll be putting out this month, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, where we simply tell you what Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations and member of the Trilateral Commission, says about the coming economic collapse. Those are his words. He says it's not a matter of if, but when it occurs, or not a matter of when, but if. It is a matter of if, not when, not if it's going to occur. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And if you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use your help so we can maintain our network of stations across America. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
I'll be grateful.